This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Urzazi welcoming you to the stories of the prophets. أهلا وسهلا. يا مرحبا يا مرحبا. أهلا وسهلا. أهلا 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 شازي وعليكم السلام. أهلا نورين and محمد and شازية and ثابت موركين وعليكم السلام موركين from Facebook. يا هلا ومرحبا. Welcome to the 9th episode or episode of the stories of the prophets. And today إن شاء الله تعالى the title of the episode is Why the She Camel. Why the She Camel. يا هلا ومرحبا. أهلا ليلى. أهلا منزة. أهلا مرحبا وقيل مرحبا. أهلا 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 حميرة توكير. سيدي ياسين الرئيس. سيدي ياسين الرئيس. سيدي ياسين الرئيس. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. I just like that name, so I just sing it. It just brings a tone. It's got a tune in it. You know, ياسين الرئيس. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا. أهلا سيستر ياشمين. يا هلا ومرحبا. أهلا. Welcome all of you. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to have a surprise. Today, inshallah, we're going to have a giveaway prize. So get ready for the giveaway prize today. Today is the day. We're going to give away a prize, inshallah ta'ala, today. So I'm excited because I'm going to have to test your memories. Inshallah, I'm going to test your memories بإذن الله. أهلا نوال. يا مرحبا. للا نوال. للا نوال. للا للا للا. You know, all these Moroccans, we call them للا. You know, like the queens. You know, the queens of so-and-so. للا للا. للا نوال. للا ليلى. للا. You know, all the Moroccans, you have to say للا and then you mention their names. This is how we call them, right? In Morocco. And the guys, we call them Sidi. Sidi Yassin, Sidi Riyad, Sidi Omar, Sidi Sidi, la 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 la, Sidi Sidi. You know, we pamper ourselves. We're Moroccans. We're Moroccans. We pamper ourselves. Naam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Wa alaikum salam. Humayratukar. Ahlan wa sahlan. Ahlan. Rika Zawa. Rika Zawa. Rika. You see, there's certain names. They have a tune in them. Rika Zawa is one of them. Rika Zawa. Ahlan wa sahlan. أهلاً ومرحباً. أهلاً ومرحباً. All right, brothers and sisters, welcome. ياسمين وعليكم السلام. So we, inshallah ta'ala, welcoming you one more time to the 9th episode of the stories of the prophets. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll move from Hud into another prophet, another Arabi prophet. So we start with Bismillah walhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I don't know what isdokoz means, but I hope it's not some sort of riffy swearing. Huh? Don't do that. It's haram. Riffy swearing. Isdokoz. Be careful. Anyways, جاءندي. Now we're talking now. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. People are talking. I don't know what. I know, but they just swear to each other. Hey, جاءند. Be careful. So, brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we last we spoke about few prophets already. We talked about Adam, and then from Adam to Seth or Sheet, his son, and then from Sheet to we moved to Idris alayhi salam, all the successors of the prophets, and then we talked. I've got somebody in my back, right? I've got somebody in my back, just so you know. Yasin Rais. Yasin is in my back. So be careful what you say. We talked about Idris alayhi salam, and then from Idris to Nuh alayhi salam, and then from Nuh to Hud alayhi salam. By the way, the greatest prize will be for those who will memorize all these prophets. Just so you know, that will be at the end. The ones who will memorize the names of all the prophets, they will get the biggest prize, insha'Allah ta'ala. So try to memorize them in that sequence. So we talked about Adam alayhi salam, and then his son Seet or Set or Sheet, Sheet in Arabic, you know, Sheet in Arabic or Set in English or Seet in English. And then we talked about Idris alayhi salam. And then after Idris, we talked about Nuh alayhi salam. And then after Nuh, we talked about Nuh and then Hud. These are the five prophets we covered so far, my brothers and sisters. And then today, inshallah ta'ala, as we talked about Hud, there's a succession here coming up because Hud, they used to live in an area called Al-Ahqaf. Al-Ahqaf, which is near, between Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Oman. That area is called Al-Ahqaf, where these also called Al-Rub' Al-Khali, the empty quarter. It's all desert. But before it was not, you know, desert. And the qabila that used to live there, qabila Ad, the people of Ad, Qawmu Ad, right? And we explained how, humongous they were in terms of size and how powerful they were. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them, you know, by sending them by sending upon them this wind, you know, which destroyed them all. Then we talk. Then after that, my brothers and sisters, people lived, you know, with Hud in solas and harmony in tawheed, you know, for a few, until Hud passed away, and then people lived again still in tawheed for a few centuries. And then the people of Ad, the successors of the people of Ad, they settled in an area because when Allah Azza wa Jalla sent down that wind upon those people, you know, and destroyed them, they had to move to another area called Al-Hijr. So hear me out. It's called Al-Hijr. This Al-Hijr has a history, very, very old history. Until today, you can find this area, which is about 380 kilometers northwest of Medina to Nabi. Medina to Nabi. Now, so 380 kilometers northwest, right? 380 kilometers northwest of Medina. One second.
أما عاد فأهلكوا بريح صرصر عاتية سخرها عليهم سبعة ليال وثمانية أيام حسوما.
Those of you who understand Arabic, because somebody is asking, you know, is it the صاعقة? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
أما عاد فأهلكوا بريح, ريح, ريح means wind, بريح صرصر عاتية.
Allah Azza wa Jal sent upon them this wind for 7 nights and 8 days successive, you know, continuously, you know, destroying them. And then they were lifted up, raised up into the skies, into the heavens, came back down, crushed down onto the ground, heads first and feet up. So we mentioned this, you know, in the last episode. So now we're going back to Salih. I just answered the quick question on the way. As I said, there's an area called Al-Hijr. The people of Ad, they went and they settled. They settled in an area called Al-Hijr. These people, they were also large human beings, very powerful. They had a lot of wealth. Very powerful, they had a lot of wealth. And they followed the way of their forefathers. Their forefathers, yani the people of Hud. They followed their way by building on mountains. People, this is, it's like a fun, you know, thing that they had at the time. Building on mountains. They would just go and build stuff on mountains. Carve, you know, just like in French, you know, like la pâte à modeler. You know what pâte à modeler is in French? Play-Doh. You know what Play-Doh? You know? So they, you know, they just like carving houses. It's like playing with Play-Doh. That's how powerful they were. And they would do that in mountains. So they followed the ways of their forefathers, still carving houses in mountains because they were big and humongous, yani in size, and they were, subhanAllah, very powerful and very civilized people. Very, very civilized people. And they lived in an area called Al-Hijr.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a surah, by the way, chapter in the Quran called Surah Al-Hijr. Chapter Al-Hijr, Surah Al-Hijr. So verse number 82, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا. And they used to carve out of their these rocky mountains, they used to carve out their buyut, their houses. Just like I said, you know, Play-Doh. Imagine. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but my brothers and sisters, they deviated. Shirk, they indulged in shirk. Right? They deviated from Tawheed after a few centuries. And then they started indulging in shirk after the death of, you know, Hud alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them another prophet, a man from them. But this prophet was wealthy. You know, if you were to study the stories of the prophets, the majority, they were not wealthy. Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, you know, Noor, they were not really wealthy people. You know, Sulaiman, Dawood, you know, they were mashallah. And Sulaiman was a king, powerful king. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him so much power. You know, Ayyub alayhi salam, he had so much, you know, wealth. Of course, he's going to lose it all, but Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to get it back. But he was wealthy. You know, but the majority of the prophets, they were not wealthy, but they had, you know, things other than wealth with them. You know, alayhim salatu wasalam. So this man, he was wealthy, and he was also very bright. This man that Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent upon them, very intelligent, from the progeny of Nuh alayhi salam. He came from the progeny of Nuh. His name is Salih. His name is Salih. And Salih means righteous in Arabic. A man who's Salih. You know, a man, male, we call him Salih. A female, we call her Saliha. Saliha. Salih, Saliha. You know, man, Salih means a righteous man. Saliha, righteous woman. Right? So he was a Salih. His name is Salih. He came from the progeny of Hud alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hud, verse number 61.
وَإِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. الله 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 الله. إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. وَإِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. That tribe now is called Thamud, you know, which is from the progeny of the people of Ad, the people of Hud. After Allah Azza wa Jalla destroyed them, destroyed those non-believers, you know, they lived with Hud in harmony and Tawheed until Nuh passed away, until Hud passed away, and then they remained in the state of Tawheed until Shaytan came again and did his job, deviated them and whatnot. Then they started indulging in shirk. You know, that Qabila, after they settled in the area called Al-Hijr, that Qabila now's name is Thamud. Thamud. The other Qabila was Qabila Ad. This one is Qabila Thamud. So you have Ad, the prophet is, and remember, I'm going to ask you about these things, inshallah ta'ala. Ad, their prophet is Hud. Thamud, their prophet is Salih. Madian, their prophet is Shu'aib. You know, so we need to understand the prophets. These are our prophets. These are the nation builders. So we need to know and learn about them. Ad is the Qabila. The prophet that was sent to them is Prophet Hud. Thamud is the Qabila. And the prophet that was sent to them is Salih. Madian is a Qabila. And the prophet that was sent to them is Shu'aib. We'll talk about him. These are all, by the way, Arab prophets. Huh? Arab prophets. Hud, Salih, Shu'aib, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi salatu wa sallam ajma'i. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them a prophet from them. His name is Salih. وَإِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخْوَهُمْ صَالِحًا. And to Thamud, their brother Salih. Brother, yani is it blood brother? He is like their brother to them. He lived with them. He's from them. أَخْوَهُمْ. In Arabic, أَخْوَهُمْ means their brother. Their brother Salih. It does not mean a blood brother, like you are my brothers, right? Like, you know, Riyaz, he's my brother. You know, Rashida, Jamila, you know, you're my sister. Not blood sister, but sister in Islam, sister in humanity, right? Humaira Toker is my sister. Kiko Leblanc, Kiko, he's my brother, right? Does that mean he's my brother in Islam? No, my blood brother. No, he's not my blood brother, but he's my brother in Islam, or my brother in humanity, right? He doesn't even have to be a Muslim sometimes when you say, you're my brother, man. Yes, you're my brother in humanity. But the best type of brotherhood, my brothers and sisters, is the brotherhood that is, subhanAllah, founded upon the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Okay, I'm going to go quickly on a tangent here. Please give me a minute. This is amazing. I wasn't planning to talk about this. But listen up, sisters and brothers. This is amazing. I'm going to tell you now. It just popped up. Wallahi, it just popped up. Listen to this. The best type of brotherhood, the most purest form of brotherhood, is a brotherhood founded upon the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Upon the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I said, my brothers and sisters, in one of my reminders, I said, everything has a beginning and an end. Everything has a beginning and an end. Even a product that you buy from the store, right? They have a life shelf, like yogurt, like cheese, like milk, like fruits and vegetables. They have a lifetime, right? They have a life shelf. Everything has a beginning and an end, including a relationship. Relationships also have a beginning and an end. I'm telling you something really deep here, really very deep, because sometimes we feel heartbroken when maybe you've been fired or let go, or maybe a divorce, may Allah forbid a divorce, or maybe a separation, or just a friendship that ended somehow. My brothers and sisters, it just that what happened is, that relationship came into an end. Everything has a beginning and everything has an end. It's not that because you've been fired or you've been let go. It's just been that that relationship came into its end. That's it. Subhanallah. You know, somebody dies. Khalas. That's that. You know, his time, lifespan has an end. Everything has a beginning. Everything has an end. Not only products, not only fruits and vegetables, not only things that you buy from the store. Even relationships, brothers and sisters, they have a beginning and they have an end. So don't be sad. You should not be sad if somebody was to leave you, or if you were to be, or even when somebody, subhanAllah, leaves this this universe, leaves this earth, right? They pass away, they die. Khalas, their lifespan came into an end. That's what it means in Islam, right? So, like I said, relationships also have an end. Be it a divorce, be it a separation, be it, khalas, there was nothing more to add to it. Allah Azza wa Jalla put an end to it. Khalas, it's not, it's just that, that's lifespan. But there is a relationship that has no end. Allah. Allah. There is a relationship that has no end. A relationship which is founded upon the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A relationship which has founded upon the love of Allah. That relationship evolves and will not only continue in this life, it will also continue until the hereafter. Because that brother or that sister that you love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that brother or that sister that you love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal will also accompany you in Jannah. He will accompany you in Jannah. Why? Because we call it love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love for the sake of Allah. The utmost, purest form of love is when you love someone for the sake of Allah. Loving each other for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is why This is why. Na'am, it's painful because you thought about it. It's painful. It will be painful, but don't make it too painful. Why don't make it too painful? Because khalas, there was a beginning and there was an end. It's like a life shelf. It's like a life shelf. You have an beginning, you have an end. Everything has a birthday and everything has a death day. Right? You call it death day. Birthday, death day. Relationships have birthdays and they could have also death days. But a relationship which is founded upon the love of Allah Azza wa Jal get to continue. And this is what I said. You are my brother. You are my sister. And these brothers and sisters who you, they're not necessarily your blood brother or your blood sister, but subhanAllah, this love for the sake of Allah that you have for that brother, that sister, goes beyond the blood unity and that blood, you know, brotherhood and sisterhood. Because it is founded upon the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why I say all the time, brothers and sisters, I say, you know, build, you know, make sure that you just try to build your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if Allah was to love you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the love, you know, for all mankind to love you. For all mankind to love you. Yes, we get deceived when we are separated from people or people are separated from us. We get deceived when and heartbroken when people leave us after maybe doing so much for them. But always remember, when you put Allah first, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We feed you for the sake of Allah. We do not expect any praise or thankfulness from you. We only do it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Once you start doing that, rest assured, you won't get hurt much. You will not be deceived much. You won't be heartbroken much. Why? Because your business is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you understand? So going back to Salih. وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. And to Thamud, أَخَاهُمْ. أَخَاهُمْ, that brother. And as I said, that brother, not necessarily, you know, the blood brother, but it means a brother who's, you know, living with them and he used to love them like a brother. And here's his message, like the message of all other prophets. All the prophets had the same message. The message is, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. Oh my people, worship Allah. You have no God worthy of worship but Him. Why are you worshiping idols? Again, look what happened to Hud. Look what happened to Nuh before him. So go back, worship Allah. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. You have no God worthy of worship but Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا. He established you on earth and granted you wealth and growth. He's reminding them of the pleasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is reminding them of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, telling them, you know, He's the one who established this on earth and granted you wealth and granted you growth, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. Listen to this part. This is a beautiful part, sisters and brothers. He says here, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا, seek forgiveness from Him. وَثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, and then repent. استغفروا. They go together. Some people, they mix. Some people, they confuse istighfar and tawbah. Istighfar is not tawbah, and tawbah is not istighfar. Sometimes people use them interchangeably, right? But they're not actually the same. Istighfar is seeking forgiveness. Tawbah is repenting to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yes, they work together, but they are, and they can be used interchangeably, but they're not the same. They have a different concept. Istighfar is you seek forgiveness. And then, right, you first do tawbah, you repent, and then seek istighfar. They work hand in hand as well. You repent to Allah Azza wa Jalla from a sin, along that you seek istighfar, asking Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive you from your past and whatever you have done and committed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your tawbah. So he's telling them, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا, seek forgiveness, number one. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, and then repent to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. My Lord is qareeb, my Lord is close, and my Lord is mujib. My Lord answers the call of the needy. My Lord answers the dua. Mujib, from ijaba. Ijaba in Arabic means to answer, answer a call. So here he's saying, if you were to seek forgiveness, and if you were to ask for repentance, Allah Azza wa Jal, you will find him near, and you will find him mujib, answering your call. Sometimes we wonder, we make dua, it doesn't get answered. Well, seek istighfar and repent to Allah. That would be a key. If you want Allah to answer your call, to answer your, you know, invocation when you invoke him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, seek forgiveness from him. Number two, repent to him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be near, because he is near. Subhanahu, he's Al-Qarib. This is one of his names. One of the names of Allah, Al-Qarib, the near. We tend to be far, but Allah is Qarib. We are the one who choose to be far from him. But he is Qarib, he is near. And near and Qarib goes along with Mujib. SubhanAllah, look at the names of Allah, how they are put in the Quran in such a beautiful melody, together. He did not say, Inna Rabbi Qaribun Jabbar. They are the names of Allah as well. Inna Rabbi Qaribun Qahhar. Inna Rabbi Qaribun Jawad. Inna Rabbi Qaribun Inna Rabbi Qaribun maybe Qaribun Wadud. Inna Rabbi Qaribun he picked Qarib Mujib. How they work together. Qarib, near, Mujib, the one who answers the call. Your dua. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said and gave this example of a man traveling. الرجل أشعث أغبر, he's traveling, dusty, tired, raising his hand, making dua. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, he's making dua. And the Prophet says, he drinks from haram, he eats from haram, drinks from haram, dresses from haram, he lives in haram. How can Allah answer a dua from such a man? How would Allah? فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How can that dua or his dua be answered? He is traveling. أَشْعَةَ أَغْبَرْ, dusty. Hair, you know, dusty, and you know, he's just a traveler. Raising his hand, making dua, Allah, Allah. But he consumes haram. He deals with haram. How can Allah answer dua from such a man? When Sa'd asked Prophet Muhammad about dua, right? Prophet Muhammad, I want my dua to be mustajab. I want my dua to be answered. Right? I want my dua to be answered. Yes, more Cain, c'est vrai. Deux personnes qui s'aiment par Allah seront également sous l'ombre du trône. Absolument. Two people who love each other for the sake of Allah, they will be under the throne of Allah. Exactly, more Cain, mashallah. That's French, huh? You see, I forgot what I was going to say. Sa'd Nabi Waqas, he told Prophet Muhammad that, you know, I want Allah to answer my dua. Prophet Muhammad told him, Ya Sa'd, atib mat'amak tustajab da'watak. Oh Sa'd, consume halal. Consume halal. Allah will answer your dua. Your dua will be answered. Anytime you make a dua, it shall be answered. But make sure that what you consume is halal. Atib mat'amak. Inna Allah tayyib la yaqbalu illa tayyib. Allah is pure and he only accepts that which is pure. Allah is pure and he accepts only that which is pure. Somebody has $1 million which he has made and won from the lottery, and he says, I want to go and build a masjid. What? He just won $1 million from the lottery and he wants to build a masjid with it. We say, Allah is pure, and He only accepts that which is pure. Somebody, he works in a liquor store. A liquor store. It's for, you know, it only sells liquor. And he says, "Oh, my income, I'm gonna buy a masjid or make a masjid." Allah is pure, and He only accepts that which is pure. Your income is not halal. Your income is not halal. Although you may be telling me that you're selling other stuff. Yes, you're selling other stuff, but your main income comes from this alcohol, this haram, or I'm giving the example of lottery and whatnot. But anyways, consume halal. Allah tayyib, Allah is pure, and He only accepts that which is pure. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحًا أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ Surah Shu'ara, verse number 142. Their brother Shu'aib told them, their brother Salih, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحًا أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ Don't you feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ قَالُوا يَا صَالِحُ قَدْ كُنْتَ فِينَا مَرْجُوًّا قَبْلَ هَذَا أَتَنْهَانَا أَنْ نَعْبُدَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا إِنَّنَا لَفِي شَكٍّ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٌ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse number 142. Their brother Salih told them, don't you fear your Lord? Don't you fear your Lord? I'm only a warner. I'm a messenger, warner, to warn you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ Fear your Lord and obey me. Listen to me what I'm saying. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ I don't need no reward from you. I don't need no payment from you. I don't need anything back from you. I only want to save you. I don't want anything. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ My ajr, my reward, not from you, only from Allah. إِنْ أَجْرِي إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ My ajr, I only seek reward from Allah. I don't need nothing from you. You think I'm telling you this because I want something from you? I don't need nothing. And the da'i, brothers and sisters, those of you who give da'wah, this is a key. When you give da'wah, don't expect anything from people. I'm talking to myself too, Allah. When you're doing da'wah, don't expect anything back from people. Do it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't go out there giving da'wah, seeking that, okay, I'm going to do this, and expect something back like a thank you, or a tap in the back, or maybe they will pay you for your efforts. Don't have no expectations other than from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you seek reward, seek it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ I don't seek any ajr from you. I only seek ajr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did they say? Look what they said.
قَالُوا يَا صَالِحُ قَدْ كُنْتَ فِينَا مَرْجُوًا قَبْلَ هَذَا
This is now back Surah Hud. Hud in verse number 62. Because when he spoke to them, I remember I told you, Salih. Salih was a wealthy man, and he was brilliant and intelligent. He was really, very intelligent. So they said, we had high hope about you, or Salih. We really regarded you, and we had high hope. We were taught to make you our leader. We really had so much respect, and so much respect for you, Salih. We had so much hope in you, preparing you even to be our leader. But we doubt what you're telling us. What you're telling us makes no sense. What do you mean worship your Lord and leave all these that our forefathers used to worship? You want us to leave all the stuff that our forefathers used to worship and follow your one God? You're the man of intellect. What are you saying? We thought that you're really smart. But now we realize you're not as smart as we thought you were. Oh, Salih. Sisters and brothers, sometimes you have a youngster, a smart kid, who wants to become Hafid al-Quran or a sheikh. And then maybe his father or the mom says, what? You want to become a mullah? What, are you crazy? What happened to you? a sheikh, a hafid. Look at them. Look at the mullahs. They're all book. All the mullahs and all the shuyukh are book. Look at them. There are some shuyukh are really, mashallah, you know, they're doing really, really, really well. But anyways, inshallah, fil halal, fil halal. What happened to you? What's gotten to you? What's gotten to your mind? Huh? He's smart boy. You're a smart boy. You're a smart boy. And you want to become hafid? You want to become a sheikh? You want to become a mullah? You want to become broke? You want to become a big beard like this? Like that? Allah, haram, hellfire. Is that what you want to become? Qari sahab. You know what they said? In Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse number 152. Look what they said. And we can relate to this, sisters and brothers. We can relate to this. You can relate to this. قَالُوا إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ Allah. Wallahi, we can relate to this. And it happened even to me. You know, when I went back home after the U.S., you know, my father, they sent me to the U.S. to go to school. And I came back from the U.S. with a beard. They said, what happened to you? My father said, what happened to you? I sent you to California. I sent you to the U.S., you know, and you came back with a beard. What has happened to you? You know, so they say, his people are saying, they said, I think you have become majnun, mashul. There's some sihr, some black magic has happened to you. Somebody has cursed or some has casted some black magic on you. Somebody has casted the black magic on you. So sometimes you have a sister or brother, they come to you and say, Sheikh, Sheikh, our kid, he was so smart. You know, he's a university, you know, kid, an A student and everything. And all of a sudden, he got to know some people, right? He let his beard grow, you know, his toe has been becoming short. He goes to the masjid. He doesn't want to, you know, talk to us anymore. This Sheikh, I think he has sihr. I think somebody did sihr to him. I think somebody did sihr to him. Sheikh, can you do ruqya? Can you do ruqya on my son? I'm losing my son. I said, no, your son is smelling something which you're not smelling yet. Your son is smelling something nice, but he needs to be guided, definitely. But he's smelling something which you're not smelling. He's not, there's no sihr. No, 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 can you do ruqya? Ruqya, please do ruqya on him. I think he is majnoon. They did sihr. My son was smart. My son is handsome. My son was brilliant. My son was active. My son this. Now my son was to become a mullah. My son was to become a sheikh. My son was to become a qari. Oh, no, nay, 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 nay. Nay, 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 nay. I invested so much on my son to become an engineer, to become a doctor, to become this and to become that. No, nay, 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 nay. Nay. And they do this. Nay. He has to become. I think it's sihr. It's sihr. It's sihr. So the people of Salih, they said the same thing. They said, he is from al-Musahhareen. Innaka min al-Musahhareen. You are from the Musahhareen. There's some sihr happened to you. Some black magic happened to you. Brothers and sisters, what would he tell them? What would he tell them? What was his reaction? What was his reaction? What happened? Did they believe, not believe? What Allah Azza wa Jal did to these people? Because not long ago, Hud, the same thing happened to the people who did not want to believe. And before Hud, Nuh and their people. So only a few hundred years back, things are still very, not that old, but these people already there, you know, indulging in shirk. Allah Azza wa Jal sent them a prophet right there to warn them. Who's from them? Did he have any miracle with him? Yes, yes. This prophet, he will bring a miracle. This prophet, he will introduce a miracle. What miracle? That's a cliffy, cliffy, hangy. Cliffy, cliffy, hangy, my brothers and sisters. I decided to keep from now on the sessions shorter than 1 hour, inshallah ta'ala. Keep them sweet, short, you know, engage it, alhamdulillah. You know, so that we don't, you know, I don't want you to get bored. 1 hour maybe is too long. So we keep them, inshallah ta'ala, short and sweet. You know, 40 minutes max, inshallah. 40 minutes max. Sister Fatima. Are you there? Sister Fatima, are you there? Fatima Ghani. Assalamu alaikum. I saw you earlier, Sister Fatima. Bismillah. I listen, huh? I listen, right? I'm a good listener. I'm a good listener, Sister Fatima, right? 40 minutes max, khalas. This is it. All right? Finish. So, this is it, my brothers and sisters. Inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow we'll come back and pick up on the story of Salih alayhi salam. How Salih reacted? What did he tell his people? What did the people do? They asked for something, you know, something supernatural, you know. And then would Salih bring them what they have asked for? And then there's some people who are going to come out and do something horrible, horrible. And what kind of punishment Salih, you know, what kind of punishment Allah Azza wa Jal will inflict the people of Salih on? So all this, inshallah ta'ala, we'll try to cover tomorrow. Brothers and sisters, I promised you today I'm going to give away a prize. All right, I'm going to give away a prize. So, but I need somebody from Instagram, because I know those of you on Facebook, Zakum Allah khair, but stay, inshallah, because this is a Q&A now. Q&A session. All right, so I need somebody to come live so I can ask them a question. If you answer my question, brothers and sisters, you know, you will win a prize. You will win a prize, and this prize will be mailed to you, to your home address, wherever you are. You could be in England, you could be in Belgium, you could be in Pakistan, in India, in Bangladesh, it is right, Sister Hanifa. This is my right, this is my left, right? In the camera, it shows this is left, but this is my right. Come on. Come on, Sister Hanifa. Come on, Sister Hanifa. Come on. Thank you for reminding me. But this is my right, and this is my left. It just does in the camera, it looks, you know, it looks kind of like, you know, the other way around. But one more time, this is my right. This is my left. Thank you, Sister Hanifa. I know, mashallah, but so this is just so you know. So, brothers and sisters, Rikazawa, let's go with Rikazawa, right there. Yalla, bismillah. Let's go, and you need to answer my question to win a prize. Rikazawa wants to go live. It's a reverse camera, Sister. It's in the camera. Rikazawa.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, wa alaikum salam. I want to see you. You're the boy or the girl?
Girl.
Oh, girl, mashallah, mashallah. How old are you?
11.
Okay, well, let me see you.
Hola. Give me a minute, yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a minute. Yalla, bismillah. Rikazawa, she's with us. Rikazawa, she's with us. Rikazawa, she's with us. Yay. Rikazawa, she's going to answer all the questions. I'm going to make it easy for her. I'm not going to cheat, but I'm going to help. It's a reverse camera, Sister Hanifa. It's a reverse camera. This is a reverse camera. So this is my right. This is my left. Rikazawa.
One second,
yeah. Yes. Oh, she's so cute. She sounds so cute. She sounds so beautiful. One second, Sheikh. I'm here, Sheikh. One second, Sheikh. I love you for the sake of Allah. You're like my daughter. My Yasmin, she's 12 years old. Rikazawa, I cannot see anything. She's 11 years old and she has this haya. You have the haya. You know what haya means? Chastity.
Yeah.
Chastity. You have this very beautiful quality that the Prophet Muhammad said to have. You know, it's a beautiful quality of haya. May Allah bless you and protect you. And grant your parents grant them the Firdaus al-A'la. Your parents will have educated you, inshallah ta'ala, who loved you, right? You know, what's your name?
Zahra.
Zahra. So what's Rikazawa?
Zawa is a nickname. I'm from Malaysia.
I know, I was gonna say you must be Malaysian. I knew you're gonna say you're gonna be, you know, it must be Malaysian, right? So MashaAllah, MashaAllah. You're Malaysian. Where are you from? Where in Malaysia are you from?
KL.
Oh, you're from KL. You know, I've been in Kuala Lumpur. I can't count. I've been there so many times. So many times. I've been to my favorite
island, Langkawi. You know Langkawi? Have you been there? Inshallah, when you get married, inshallah, I will fix it with my son. My son is 18 and you're 11. Perfect. And you go and spend your honeymoon in Langkawi. I call it the island of the halal Muslim lovers, because it's a beautiful island. I know you should go there, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, you ready? You ready?
Inshallah.
Okay. Have you been with us since the very beginning? Because this question I'm going to ask you now, it's a very, very, from the very beginning.
Yes.
Okay. Have you been with us from the time when we started talking about, you know, what do we learn from the studies of the prophets?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So I gave at least 10 reasons why we should study the stories of the prophets. Right? I gave like at least 10 reasons. Can you give me five?
To learn how to make da'wah.
Number one, to learn how to make da'wah.
To learn how to be patient.
Mashallah, to learn how to be patient.
To get good akhlaq.
To get good akhlaq, number three. Who's your, do you follow anyone from your family? Like, do you have like a role model?
My mom.
Mashallah, mashallah. Why do we study the stories of the prophets?
So that we can use them as a role model.
Yeah! Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. Give me one last one. And you will win a prize. One last one, you will win a prize. One last one, you would win a prize, inshallah ta'ala.
To always have the trust in Allah and always ask Allah for help.
I'll take it. I have to take it. To always have trust in Allah and ask Allah for help. Let me tell you something, see if you can remember this, all right? We use them as take lessons, like to learn from their lessons, maw'idah, like admonition. Things like what happened to Yusuf. And you mentioned this. We learn patience from them. We learn, you know, da'wah, iqtida', like role models. We also learn tatbith. What's tatbith? To remain steadfast. Because like Nuh, alayhi salam, 950 years, but he did not sway. He remained steadfast. So we learn that steadfastness from the, you know, from the stories of the prophets. We learn also about, you know, the how we can get hidayah and rahmah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says about the Quran, with regard to the prophets, the Allah azza wa jalla has sent them hidayah for guidance and rahmah, you know, blessings to us, you know, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to help you, but you need to say, you need to derive the lesson. You tell me what the lesson is, but I'm going to give you a hint. You mashallah, study Quran, right? Yes, okay. All right, you read the Quran. What is the connection between the Quran and the stories of the prophets? The Quran, it has to do with the heart. It has to do with the heart. Okay, let me try to help you. The Quran, in Malay, who do you love more, dad or mom, or both?
Both.
Okay. Do you love the Quran?
No.
What's the relationship between the Quran and the stories of the prophets? I just told you.
Should derive lessons from it?
Yes, yes. You do derive lessons from it. But then you want to love the Quran, don't you?
So we should love prophets as well.
Aywa. And then when you study the prophets, it makes you love more what?
Allah.
Allah and? And?
The Quran?
Yes, yes, because you study the Quran more, right? You will pray now, you have more khushu' because you understand the stories, because the Quran, the majority of it is stories.